Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There are so many films out these days, and so many ways to watch them. It's pretty much inevitable that a few goodies are gonna slip by unappreciated. Well, if you're looking for something good to watch, fear not, as I'm Will for What Culture, and here are 10 awesome recent movies you probably missed. 10. Boss Level. Time loop movies are all the rage right now, and while Boss Level doesn't quite reach the finesse of, say, the recent Palm Springs, it also clearly doesn't want to. This totally bonkers sci-fi actioner stars Frank Grillo as a retired soldier, who finds himself caught in a time loop, which, you guessed it, always culminates in his brutal death. Grillo, who has long been in search for a fitting star vehicle for his grizzled talents, is terrific as our no-nonsense lead, while writer-director Joe Carnahan knocks both the loony action and breezy humour out of the park. Just as time loop movies are starting to ironically feel rather repetitious, here's one that's refreshingly creative and fiercely off the wall. 9. The Kid Detective. Honestly, it remains incredibly surprising that the thoroughly charming, devilishly handsome Adam Brody did not become a movie star in his own right, once The OC wrapped up in 2007. But if he did, we probably wouldn't have the gift that is The Kid Detective, a terrific neo-noir which casts Brody as Abraham Ape Applebaum, a former revered child detective who, as an adult, is locked in a state of arrested development. However, booze-slozzled Abe eyes a chance at redemption when he teams up with a local girl, Caroline, to track down her boyfriend's murderer. This is absolutely a movie best watched with limited information, but know simply that The Kid Detective is at once a delicious satire of pulp crime novels and a brilliant example of one. 8. I Care a Lot. If Rosamund Pike's post-Gone Girl career has been pretty milquetoast, all things considered, I Care a Lot is a sublime showcase for her acting prowess, and one which quietly netted her a Best Actress nomination at the Golden Globes. Pike is sublimely detestable as Marla Grayson, a legal guardian who scams elderly people out of their assets by convincing the courts they're infirm and can no longer look after themselves. It's a ripe, timely premise for a black comedy caper, and writer-director Jay Blakeson does a fantastic job milking the sensational premise for every infuriating drop. Pike is the obvious MVP, though there's fantastic support from the rest of the cast, including Peter Dinklage as her crime boss son. Though some of its twists and turns won't be to all tastes, the film takes some admirably bold risks, weaving an entertainingly slushy crime thriller with a splash of social relevance re-American healthcare and late-stage capitalism. 7. The Empty Man. After spending years working as a production documentarian for David Fincher, David Pryor was given the go-ahead to write and direct his own horror movie, The Empty Man. Shot in the summer of 2017, the film ended up languishing on Fox's shelf for over 3 years following disastrous test screenings, before it was quietly dumped in US cinemas last October. Though it received polarizing reviews on release and scored a dreaded D+ cinema score, the film underwent a hasty re-evaluation once it hit VOD, and has since become a cult fave with horror fans. The Empty Man is far from perfect. For starters, it's 137 minutes long. But between its ambitious, epic storytelling, expectation-defying approach to the genre, sharp visuals, and solid performances, it's a ride well worth taking. The opening 20-minute pre-title sequence is, in itself, an excellent short film, and while the rest of the movie never quite reaches that level, it's still a richly atmospheric and provocative outing for genre aficionados. 6. Black Bear. In Black Bear, Aubrey Plaza proves just how talented a dramatic actress she really is, playing an embattled filmmaker who retreats to a cabin in the hope of rejuvenating her creative juices. This is another film where you're better off knowing very little going in. Know simply that this surreal drama slaloms effortlessly between genres in a clever and discomforting way, ensuring viewers are left on uneven keel throughout. As both an examination of the creative process and a showcase for Plaza's go-for-broke performance, Black Bear is a mighty, twisty film which continually skirts expectations, even if its opaque nature is definitely going to exasperate more literally minded viewers. 5. Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar. 2021 has been a soft year for out-and-out studio comedies starring name actors, but then along came Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar to save the day. A delightfully smart, stupid comedy about two Midwestern women who vacation in Florida and get caught up in a crime caper, the film is the tight-slapping, laugh-a-minute movie to beat this year. A game mix of broad humor and more heightened weirdness, Barb and Star benefits not only from the hilarious commitment of its lead actresses, but also a show-stealing supporting turn from Jamie Dornan as the pair's goofy love interest, Edgar. Perhaps more than any other film on this list, Barb and Star has the potential to become an out-and-out cult classic. 4. The Wolf of Snow Hollow. After Jim Cummings stormed onto the scene with his superb 2018 drama Thunder Road, few would have ever expected his next film to be a horror comedy. Yet, despite its seemingly typical werewolf movie premise, The Wolf of Snow Hollow is anything but, gradually pulling back the layers to reveal that it's far more playful and subversive than you'd expect from the gnarly opening setup. As writer slash director slash star, Cummings continues to prove himself a prodigiously talented artist. If the Coen brothers ever made a werewolf movie, it would probably end up something like this. Hilarious in a totally left-field way, beautifully filmed, and perfectly cast. 3. Supernova. Criminally overlooked by both the Oscars and general punters this past year, Supernova is a heart-wrenching drama focused on two partners of 20 years, Sam and Tusker, as they come to terms with Tusker's diagnosis of early-onset dementia. It's stating the obvious to declare that Supernova is a tearjerker, but thanks to writer-director Harry McQueen's sensitive work, it's also so much more than a mere weepy drama. Our lead characters are imbued with so much warmth through their characterization and performances, despite the upsetting subject matter, and it really is Tusker's journey, that of a man approaching the end of his life with bravery and dignity, which absolutely steals the show. The premise may sound overfamiliar and sentiment-rich on paper, but there's a disarming honesty to the writing and acting which helps it feel totally and utterly fresh. 2. The Informer. Released in the UK back in the summer of 2019 before quietly bowing into the US last November, The Informer is a sturdy, restrained adaptation of the 2009 hit crime novel 3 Seconds. You've seen similar movies before. An ex-con works undercover for the FBI to bring down the Polish mob. But there's an uncommon delicacy to Andrea Di Stefano's direction, giving his skilled ensemble plenty of room to let character beats breathe. The suspenseful storytelling is matched by a never-better kinnaman and a tight ensemble. Sure, it doesn't offer up too many surprises, but familiar material well told speaks for itself. And if you're able to see past the generic streamer-friendly title, this is a crime thriller of uncommon composure. 1. Violation. First of all, Violation is not for the weak of heart. While technically a rape revenge film, it is so far outside the orbit of a typical exploitation movie that that description really doesn't feel accurate. This dramatic horror film is a deeply discomforting examination of the impact of trauma and the nature of revenge. The film takes a completely matter-of-fact approach to the central issue, refusing to shy away from brutal, nauseating violence, nor the humanity-eroding psychological implications and the quest for vengeance. Sims Feuer gives one of the most striking and unforgettable performances in any horror movie of the past year, while as a filmmaker, she also expertly deconstructs a genre too often used for cheap titillation and lazy catharsis. The less you know about it going in, the better, even if you'll probably only ever want to watch this one once.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.